بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم باب في مسائل من الصوم. This is a chapter on some masail, some regulations regarding fasting. عن أبي هريرة رضي الله تعالى عنه عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال إذا نسي أحدكم فأكل أو شرب فليتم صومه فإنما أطعمه الله وسقاه. متفق عليه. سيدنا أبو هريرة رضي الله تعالى عن narrated رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم said, whilst fasting, if any one of you eats or drinks forgetfully, so whilst fasting, if any one of you eats or drinks forgetfully, he should complete his fast as Allah has fed him and made him drink. So this masala of a person, genuinely, he makes a mistake, he completely forgets he was fasting. And whilst he was fasting, he drank some water, he ate something. So this does not break his fast. His fast is not nullified. He must complete his fast, whether it's a fard fast, whether it's a nafil fast, or whether it's a qaza fast. Rasulullah said, one who has done this mistakenly, then he must complete his fast, because it is Allah who has fed him, Allah has made him drink. He made a mistake. The person made a mistake, so he didn't do it deliberately. Yes, if a person does it deliberately, he breaks his fast intentionally, not forgetfully, that is a big sin. Then his fast breaks. Then he has to give kafara. He has to give qaza and kafara. Over here, there's no qaza. Person mistakenly eats. Yeah, but the important thing is, when a person mistakenly eats something, and then he realizes he was fasting, and then if he thought that his fast broke, and then he ate food, then obviously, then the fast breaks completely. The moment he realizes I made a mistake, forgetfully, immediately stop eating, stop drinking, but complete your fast, and there is no qaza or kafara in this instance. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made him eat and drink. وَعَنْ لَقِيْتَ بْنِ صَبِرَةٍ وَعَنْ لَقِيْتَ بْنِ صَبِرَةٍ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ وَتَعَالَى قَالْ قُلْتُ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ أَخْبِرْنِي عَنِ الْوُضُوءِ. لَقِيْتْ بْنِ صَبِرَةٍ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ وَتَعَالَى says, I asked Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم, inform me about wudu. What is wudu? How should I make wudu? قال أسبغ الوضوء وخلل بين الأصابع وبالغ في الاستنشاق إلا أن تكون صائما. رواه أبو داود الترمذي وقال حديث حسن صحيح. So Rasul explained to him, he said, make wudu thoroughly. Pass water between the fingers, khilal, and place water into the nose thoroughly. So in other words, when a person is making wudu, he should place the water into his nose, into the soft part of the nose, to ensure that this istinshaq is done properly. Illa an takuna sa'iman, unless you are fasting. Because if a person is fasting, then he should not allow the water to reach up to the soft part of the nose, because then water will go down and this will nullify his fast. So in normal circumstances, a person should rinse his nose thoroughly. But when he's fasting, so you will put water into the nose, but you won't let the water go right till the soft part of the nose. So the water should be allowed normally to reach up to the soft part of the nose. However, whilst person is fasting, he should not place the water as high up into the nose, nor should he gargle intensely that the water then goes down the throat, because this will nullify the fast. Allah give us tawfiq. Subhanallah.